Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome, everyone. We will be taking calls after the half hour. The phone number is 646-716-9663. We'll be confirming for you what you've been thinking or not. We will be doing a little bit of reading for you, giving you some guidance, some intuitive help. Once again, that is 646-716-9663. And remember to go to my website, www.starfuentes.com, StarFuentes.com. I'm very privileged tonight to have with me a master spiritual teacher, a master light worker, a master teacher. I love my guest. My guest is John Jones, and he's with us tonight. So, hi, John.
Hi, Star.
How you doing there, sweetie?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for inviting me onto your show.
You're welcome. John, can you tell us about who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm a healer and a spiritual teacher. I work with people around the world, talking with them and reading their energy systems. I read their subconscious, if you will, their energy patterns, their karmas, their past lives, their energy patterns that influence their emotions and their decisions. I read their interactions with all the people they're in relationship with at both conscious and subconscious levels, and kind of help them make sense of the interpersonal dynamics that they're experiencing, kind of untangle the ball of twine of their lives a bit, and help them get clarity. And then once they understand where they're at and where all the pieces of the puzzle are, so to speak, help them release blockages or limitations, limiting beliefs, limiting behavioral patterns or habits, limiting ways of interpreting themselves, their lives and relationships or other people, and shift and transform themselves in generally foundational ways so that they can change their lives and reorient the direction of their lives fundamentally, so that they can achieve what they want. I also work with people in organizations and basically read the way the people in the organizations function and help them interact better, you might say, understand the organizational dynamics and give them options other than conflict to arrive at more constructive results in the short term. And I also, of course, speak with people's spirit guides. I channel angels, ascended masters, and spirit guides and get their guidance on throughout all of the sessions that I do, so that I guess you'd say we stay on track with the person's soul intention.
I see the word karma. Your website, in fact, is www.karmichealer.com, and I see the word karma in a lot of your material. Tell us a little bit about karma and working with your karma.
Wonderful. I look at karma probably differently than many people. It certainly gets a bad rap, you might say. It's not about punishment or being experiencing negative things for having done bad things. It's nothing like that. It's much more the vehicle, you might say, for our soul's evolutionary process. It's our way that we've chosen in these lifetimes to guide our own evolution. And so our choices of the past, whatever they might have been, were based upon whatever we understood then, and we kind of made our best decision based upon what we understood then, and then we later, either in that lifetime or in some other lifetime, experience the results of those choices. If we couldn't see the cause-effect relationship, we couldn't learn from our choices, therefore we couldn't evolve as souls, and couldn't come to understand, you know, what the essence of wisdom was all about. And so karma is our friend. It is maybe our best friend. And I help people understand their karmic patterns, what's, you know, past influences, if you will. If they had a very strongly held belief or intention in a prior lifetime, something they believed just absolutely was vital and important, that's still kind of splashing into their current lifetime, and they don't know it, and then they have the opportunity to kind of adjust their decision making and reduce that influence in their current lifetime and rebalance their life.
That's good. How did you get so wise? How did you move to such a place through your own stuff to be exactly where you are right now?
Well, first, I had strong intention, and that might be the key of it all. I wanted to help as best I could the world, and so I went about looking for ways I could do that, and I realized that if I didn't understand a lot of things, I wouldn't be able to do that, and then I happened upon the concept of energy systems and chakras and karma and realized that those were all keys to attaining states of consciousness and wisdom and perspective and love and that were maintainable consistently. And so I intended and worked very hard at working to release my own past life negative karmas, if we could call them that. You might say there's really no negative karma, it's all just karma. And once that was done, my own energy began to flow more clearly and more regularly, and my upper level chakras opened up, and I did my best to connect with higher level energy sources, God and angels, and basically I just do my best to get out of the way in terms of their wisdom.
I think getting out of your way and self-sabotaging and all that is a big piece of most everybody's work, you know, following that first intuitive thought you have, listening to yourself, you know, watching what you've done inappropriately before and intending not to do it inappropriately before. I'm on your website right now and I see Navigate Your Life, 3 DVDs. Now, am I going crazy or is the price $10?
You're not crazy, and that's about almost 6 hours of in-depth education, you might say, and it's good stuff, good quality. And
what is your website?
My website is karmichealer.com, KarmicHealer.com.
Well, you know, looking at Navigate Your Life, 3 DVDs, packaging, and all that. I mean, this is just like a gift because I know you're not making money on anything like that. So people, if you want to see John, go to his website and look at that $10 for 3 DVDs. That is really a gift and really a bargain. So you teach all sorts of classes, and you do appointments and read the Akashic Records. Can you tell me a little bit more about your classes?
Well, I teach a wide variety of classes. I teach. I just did some classes on teaching empowerment at a variety. You know, there are many levels of empowerment, whether it be empowerment in the physical world, or spiritual empowerment, or emotional empowerment, energetic empowerment, and I teach classes on opening one's energy system. I teach classes on connecting with and interacting with your guides. I teach classes on healing, working with people to guide them in the healing of other people's chakras and karmic patterns or blocks that they might have in their systems. I teach classes on helping people to kind of fine-tune their chakral system so they work together. You could look at your chakras as a kind of orchestra. If they all work together really seamlessly and harmoniously, then you end up with a really nice piece of music.
Great. I'm real excited, and I haven't got a copy of it yet, but I know I will. Your new book, Era of Empowerment, can you give us a little bit of information about that book?
Certainly. The book is, in a nutshell, is written to help people be optimally empowered in today's complex and rapidly changing world. And its intention is to offer hope and guidance to people. You know, a lot of people are concerned about a lot of the difficulties, the difficult aspects of the way the world is operating today, whether it be ecologically or economically or politically or technologically or in regard to wars. And today, people are more powerful than they've ever been in the history of humanity. And yet they may not realize just how powerful they are or just how they might optimally utilize that power and effectively utilize that power. And the book is designed to help them understand their power, to help them understand the why things are changing in the world the way they are. The world is literally comprehensively transforming at an exponentially increasing rate at this time. Which is creating global stress and conflict, disorientation, confusion, that sort of thing. Yet the byproduct of that transformation is the increasing empowerment of the individual. Even nations, which are supposedly the most powerful aspects of the world, are finding themselves limited and bound by their pre-existing structures, whereas individuals are being freed. And if we realize that, if we realize that we're being transformed mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically, then we can do so much to change the world for the better. If we accept that we are sovereign beings, and that's another fundamental aspect of the book, is that we are each sovereign souls. We each have free will that's given by God and cannot be taken from us. We are the ultimate authority in our own lives, and we have the right to make our own choices as we see fit. And, of course, I'm not suggesting that doesn't give us license to harm, of course. It simply means that we're free, and we can create in this world beautiful, wonderful things as we see fit, and optimizing our capacity to do that is a good thing.
I think that's a great thing. And I want to remind everybody that we'll be taking calls after the half hour. The phone number is 646-716-9663. And if you go to my website, starfuentes.com, and go to the radio show page and enter the magic word expo, you will receive an e-gift. And maybe you want to look on my calendar and figure out what major expo I will be at in the month of October. So, John, I'd like to give people a technique and something to do. So today's I'm going to give everybody a technique, and it's take your right hand and put the back of your hand on your third eye and just let that energy build, and whatever is not supposed to be in your consciousness, and I'm not going to say the negative thoughts or the wrong thoughts, but things like that, the thoughts that aren't appropriate for you, and just push forward and push those negative thoughts away from your third eye and your consciousness. Once again, put the back of your right hand on your third eye, let the energy build, and push that away or forward. Anytime you have a headache, you're stressed out, you don't remember what you were doing in a room, you don't remember what you were doing, period. You have confusion or overwhelm. This is a great, simple technique that can guide you to clarity. And you have to do other work, too, but this is a real good technique to get started with. John, do you have a technique or anything that you can offer us really quickly here that our people can do to change something?
Yes, it's for those who visualize, it's a very powerful technique. If you simply close your eyes and find any feeling in your system that is not a happy feeling, a joyful feeling, find where you feel it most, and then visualize, imagine yourself surrounded by white lights, kind of like the lights that you'd see, you know, surrounding the top of a baseball stadium. And as you as you feel that feeling, move your eyes, literally physically with your eyes closed, move your eyes up and down and left and right through all those lights, and feel that feeling dissolve and turn into a kind of smoke and dissolve out into those lights. And this technique is very powerful and tends to dissolve just about any negative emotional feeling rather rapidly, and no matter where you feel it, and you can go from feeling to feeling to feeling, and I've seen it basically take away feelings that people have had all their lives in 60 seconds sometimes.
It feels like it to me as I'm holding the phone here and doing it, and I'm excited to do it later on when I don't have all of this energy, because I'm sure the more peaceful, the more focused I'm on it, the more powerful it will be for me. And just remember, people, you don't need to do these things in front of a TV or a computer or with loud music playing. Sometimes silence is very sacred. And get to a space and place where you can handle the silence without having to turn on a radio or TV, a computer, without having to do your Facebook, and pull yourself away and regroup. John, what do we need to know as spiritual light beings, light workers? What do we need to know? Oh, I don't know. What gets in our way? What we have to do? What you suggest we would work on first, second, and third, give me some goal. Tell me something that took you years to get to that I can get to within a few minutes if I listen to you.
Well, this may sound strange, and yet I hope it's useful. Beliefs, many people live and die by beliefs. They believe that beliefs are necessary components of their lives. That said, a belief is something that we've recorded in our systems, and it can be recorded with a very powerful emotional charge. And it generally, at a subconscious level, and quite often either in a past life or very early in a current life, and we might have associated it with our personal safety. So we've kind of invested a lot in believing the belief, even if it really isn't valid. So, for example, a person might believe I'm only safe if I'm in control. And, of course, for example, we really can't control our lives. It's just not possible, and yet we want to believe we can control them, and then each time we try to control them, it doesn't work. Then we feel more afraid, and we try to control more. So those kinds of subconscious beliefs create ongoing cycles that are debilitating and cause conflict in relationships and can actually destroy some of our most loving, cared-for relationships without our even knowing that they're doing so. And so I would suggest that beliefs, as useful as they might appear, are simply something that we are choosing to record in our systems to be true, and that in essence all of them have a shelf life of usefulness, and that as we evolve as souls, eventually we attain a point of understanding at which the belief that we held in the past is not quite absolutely, totally accurate or useful. We attain a level of understanding which transcends the prior state of understanding that we recorded as a belief. Did I make sense with that?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense to me. And, you know, as you grow and change, and if all of you look back, think of how you dressed and how you looked 20 years ago and what you were doing, and you were living a different set of beliefs. And now look how you do be do and do and be right now. You've grown out of certain beliefs and into other beliefs. So what beliefs are based on fear? Fear my body's going to be harmed, fear that somebody's going to abandon me, fear that I'm going to be rejected, fear that nobody likes me, or that I'm not good enough. So all of those beliefs need to be changed. And they were made in the past to protect you from something. And really, planet Earth is a planet of yes, you know. You ask for something, and you will get it. How you get it, when you get it, that's another story. But ask and you shall receive happens. So what state do you live in, John?
Florida.
You live in Florida. It's beautiful with the beaches and the sun and the good weather. So all you people, when you're out there, make sure you give John a call and meet him, set up an appointment with him when you're down in Florida. What do you think is the difference in living and different states? Do you think the energy changes because of the state laws? Do you think the energy changes because of the geographical location or because of how the energy is under the earth? What's the difference as a light worker living in different states?
It's profound. And for a variety of reasons, and of course, I wouldn't say not merely states, also countries. Of course, the Earth itself has its own energy system, and that has a significant influence. The astrological influences that each individual is experiencing throughout their lives, based upon their time of birth, influence how they experience each geographical area. And in addition to that, each particular area that is, at least that's inhabited by people, has a collective consciousness, its own collective, sub-collective consciousness, meaning each state has a collective consciousness, each nation has a collective consciousness, each corporation has a collective consciousness, and each of them has its own specific set of rules and beliefs and norms and mores and patterns and values. So in essence, if somebody has a subconsciously held set of beliefs or values that are not harmonious with a particular group or state or area that they're moving into, it might not feel good.
Well, you know, in California, The energy comes forward, and it comes and it seems to to hit me right about stomach level. When I'm in New York City, the energy hits me down at the bottom of the spine and actually makes me go from behind and actually makes me go faster. It seems like when I'm in Florida, I'm like a pool of water, and I'm like a drop of water, and then I kind of just spread out into this pool. And, of course, I'm a very visual person, so I'm describing how energy feels, looks to me. But I imagine that certain times in certain people's lives, living someplace would be very beneficial or detrimental to you. But please, don't move 30 times in your life, because wherever you go, there you are. But do look at your astrology. Do look at the motto of the state, the show me state. Now, they're always saying, well, how do you know? Can you show me how you get there? Can you do this? And look at the construct of your state, the laws of your state, because when you live in a state, you are in psychic and physical agreement with them no matter what you think. No matter what you think, because you live there and in that country, you're in agreement with that. So sometimes it's really, really interesting to look where your physical body is, not only where all your energetic bodies are. And I think in the last 4 days, I think I had about 15 clients that were asking me, it's time to move. I know it's time to move, and where should I go? And, of course, I don't tell them the answer. I help them figure that answer out. It's one thing to be a light worker and give people answers, and a master gives solutions and helps people figure out where they are, just like John and I do. So everybody take a deep breath. We have about 3.5 minutes to commercial break. And John, tell me about your new book, your DVD series, and your website.
Very good. The book, Enter the Era of Empowerment, takes us through understanding the global situation from a variety of standpoints, and then it tells us about the individual situation from a variety of standpoints, how the development of the individual in terms of emotional process, chakral processes, spiritual processes, emotional processes related to relationships, how all of that is occurring within the larger context of the world transformation. And then it takes the macro and the micro and shows how they're both transforming simultaneously over time, and is designed to give the individual some guidelines, some practices that they can follow that will allow them to remain optimally intentional, optimally self-aware, optimally empowered, and stress-free, basically, during all of this transformation. Because if we're stressed, life isn't much fun, and if we're stressed, it's harder to make wise decisions. And it also takes them through understanding what discernment is about, and how to make a discerning decision, and how to manage change in one's life.
That's good. And your website is?
KarmicHealer.com, KarmicHealer.com.
I see that we share a publisher. My experience with Gather Insight has been excellent to supreme. How was your experience with Gather Insight as a publisher?
It has been wonderful. They've been incredibly helpful and supportive. They are truly brilliant and knowledgeable, and have given me the capacity to produce a book that I likely could never have produced otherwise.
Well, good. Everybody take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And I'm Star Fuentes. I do readings and healings. I teach 440 different workshops. I think I have something like 7, 8, or 9 books out there But I'm working on a couple right now. Having a session with me is extraordinary. I'm not going to tippy-toe around you. I'm going to be frank and honest. We'll look for solutions together. I did my first teaching in 1958. So that's been a few years ago. And I strongly recommend that when you go get a reading or session, you get a session with somebody who's been in it for decades, like John and I. So breathe and ground. Take another breath. Still yourself. Integrate what we have said. And breathe. Good. Good. Now breathe again. Can you handle the silence? Does your mind go crazy in that space? Okay, and we'll be taking calls after the half hour. The number is 646-716-9663. Well, my commercial didn't seem to come up, so...
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Okay, welcome back. I'm with John Jones, a spiritual teacher, a life coach, a Reiki master, a soul healer, channel of spirit guides. He reads Akashic records and past life experiences. He deals with karma clearings, healings, and communication. He is a master. I've known John for several years. We have done some work together. It's been truly a privilege to be in John's presence. His website is www.karmichealer.com. John, what do you have to share with the public? What do you have to share that was really important in your personal growth that can be really important in our listeners' growth?
Well, perhaps the most important thing is that all of the information that I received when I was young, all of the values, the conditioning, you might say, kind of has fallen away, and I've realized that love is unconditional, divine love, however you would choose to put it, is really all that matters. It's the only thing that truly makes life worthwhile. It's the only thing that bonds people and raises our consciousness, brings us true happiness, heals everything, brings total forgiveness for ourselves and for everyone, brings peace of mind and peace in all relationships, and balances everything, harmonizes everything, and is worth seeking in all aspects of life and in all areas of our own being, and is worth cultivating, and is worth even sacrificing for, perhaps, to ensure that it is prioritized most highly in life.
You know, I see people out there and say, oh, man, there was only love. And, oh, I love everybody, I love this. And the next thing I hear is they're complaining about the government, they're complaining about the financial situation, and my new affirmation, and you may have seen it on my Facebook, is too blessed to complain. And when we talk about love, we're not just talking about loving the beings on this unconditional love. It's loving your life, loving the planet, no matter what is healing process we're going through. It's a state of grace. It's how you, and once again, my favorite musical quote, doobie-doobie-doo, and that's do and be. Love is the most powerful source. I agree, John, but people don't get the part where you sit down and you're crying to someone for a few minutes or say hello and how are you, and then you turn around and you're talking about them. You know, gossip is verbal terrorism, and it's one thing to say it, another thing to stand there and listen. So when we talk about unconditional love, you know, whether it's raining in your life or whether it's sun shining in your life, you're saying, I want rain and I want sunshine at opposite times. Sometimes we create this struggle not to deal with our inner stuff. So when John's talking about love, he's just not talking about loving people. He's talking about loving your energy, loving the way you live, and loving your process. Because anything else doesn't work. Don't you agree, John?
Absolutely. Even, and it may sound strange to say, even loving hatred.
Well, that does sound strange to say, but it makes a lot of sense. You really want to piss somebody off who doesn't like you. Tell them, I love you, right after they have made some type of action. I know one time I was doing something, and I was up on stage, and I was talking to a bunch of people, and about 200 people, and after it ended, there was this long line of people waiting to talk to me, and the first woman got up there, and she goes, oh, my God, you're so fat. How can you be so fat and be on stage? And I looked at her, and I looked her up and down, and I went, thank you. And you could literally see her fall to pieces because she expected I would start saying some excuse about my weight, that I would be offended, my feelings would be hurt, that she could take away from me the experience that I just had speaking. Later on, a couple of ladies who were in the front row said to me, she wants to be a speaker, and she does that to every speaker. So sometimes telling somebody when they criticize you, telling somebody when they're being nasty to you, thank you, is a way of loving that hatred. So I agree with that, but it does sound strange, you know.
There's lots of fear-driven hate in the world these days, or ignorance-driven hate, and it needs love. That's what's going to heal it and bring it to a state of peace and help it transcend itself.
You know, I know that you do a lot with forgiveness, and I am working on something called the forgiveness chain, and it's steps in forgiving and stuff. And I just want to tell you, if you can remember your bully in grade school's name, you haven't forgiven. You know? So tell me more about your beliefs around forgiveness and things that you tell people to participate in with forgiveness.
Ah, very good. Forgiveness, first, of course, in a very technical sense, there's nothing to forgive. We're all one. We're all children of God. We're all connected to God. We can't not be connected to God. We cannot be fully connected to each other. In my understanding, it's not possible. We just don't know it. So in essence, our dissatisfactions with each other are kind of an illusionary situation to begin with. That doesn't mean it doesn't feel real. It doesn't mean it doesn't feel meaningful and painful. So that said, if you can see the child of God in every human being that you meet, if you can choose intentionally, willfully, with an absolute commitment to focus on the core of their heart and see the light of their soul shining through, no matter what might appear otherwise in their physical presentation of self or their verbiage or the way they dress or anything, then you're going to treat them that way. And if you treat them that way, you're going to get a very different interaction. So in essence, that process kind of transcends the need for forgiveness. Yet if you do forget that process, which all of us do, one way or another, to some degree, then forgiveness becomes necessary if some part of ourselves kind of is ignorant of the truth of their soulness. Then we need to forgive, because otherwise we'll remain in some degree of conflict unnecessarily, perhaps for lifetimes, and just hold back our own soul's evolution or the other person's, and that's a waste of time.
That's true. You know, it's kind of like you're either a blessing or a lesson, and, you know, all of the lessons are blessings in another way. You can look at a pile of bull crap out in your yard and go, oh, my God, bull crap. And my gardener friends will go, great, I've got fertilizer for my garden. And, you know, it's a lot about how you look at things and believe in things. So, yes, sometimes people need to forgive because they've spent 20 years of energy putting a charge on that incident. And remember that we are one, that we are all child of God. And my last link in my forgiveness chain is saying I love you to that situation or that person or that company or whatever it has to be that you're forgiving, and meaning it. So forgiveness is very important on many different levels. It keeps your energy stuck when you don't forgive.
Hey, Star.
Yep.
I have a call for you and John.
Okay. Put him on.
Hey, Star. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, Steve.
How'd you do,
you're on,
sweetie?
With them.
Hey, you know what, Stig. How are you? Hi, John.
Oh,
hi.
What do you want to know, Stig?
Well, I'm still going through my quagmire. And I've been working on stuff. And, I mean, I've been doing some auditions, but nothing I want to do or I'm even right for. And, you know, no movies. And,
okay. You know, I've read you for 20 years now. John, reading his energy, what information, what do you have to give Stig?
What's your full birth name?
My birth name on my birth certificate is Stephen, with a V, Aaron, which is spelled A-R-I-N, on my birth certificate, and G-U-S-S-I-N.
One moment.
You know, it's good to hear your voice, Stig. How's the weather there in New York City?
It's nice, actually. The summer's over. It's sort of coolish, but in not a bad way.
Look great. We're giving John a minute there. Go ahead.
I'm feeling a significant limitation of bound up energy in the area of your second and third chakras. And basically, as far as I perceive, a fear-driven desire not to shift or change.
Wow.
I hope it's okay to be candid.
Yes, sir, of course.
A belief basically that change would bring about a state of unsafety.
And think about that, Stig, in relationship to your mate, in relationship to what you'd have to complain about if you were successful. You know, think differently about that. Okay, and I'm getting a lot of static. We're going to let you just sit with that answer, Stig. Thank you for calling.
I was sending him some energy. I hope that's okay.
Yes, we can. He listens well, and he's been an actor, comedian client for 20-something years, and he does listen well. So let's take a deep breath. Good. What happens when people get stuck, John? When people get into this place where the belief or the pattern just keeps repeating itself, it's kind of like being in Italy and being in one of those glorietas where you're driving and you just can't get out of that circle. What do you think happens, and how do we get out of that?
A variety of things can happen. One is that the pattern can become self-reinforcing, kind of like how a grain of sand in an oyster builds up the pearl around it, layer by layer. So the pattern builds more and more energy as it becomes more self-reinforcing, so that they can become more stuck. And that, of course, creates more and more problems in various aspects of their lives, as those aspects of their lives are required to accommodate the block, so to speak. So they become more uncomfortable and more in pain. You could say that if we feel enough pain, we become eventually motivated enough to change. Some blocks can lead to physical illness. Also, some blocks can, if we find somebody who is interested enough, if you will, to facilitate us in a personal relationship and fight us in regard to the block, hopefully not in a codependent way, they may help.
You know, it's like, I love to complain, I love to whine, I love to be sick. That's when I get the most attention, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and whining and complaining. You're going to actually have to face yourself, and usually you need input from somebody outside of yourself to say, stop whining so much. This isn't the spiritual person I know. This isn't what you want. A pattern will lie, steal, cheat, and kill to stay alive. It will make you drive friends off that tell you the truth. It will make you live alone. So do a little research. Look at some of John's work. Look at some of my track books, my workbooks. Do a little research into why is this pattern happening and why are you choosing to remain in it. And the great thing about being a teacher and the great thing about being a reader is when sometimes people get on the phone and they spend 10, 15 minutes explaining stuff to me, and then I see something like, why are you getting in your own way? What's your payoff for self-sabotage? You know, why are you acting like a creep? And creep might not be the word I use. I'm pretty frank. And when I hear this, and it's not somebody that they can rationalize has something against them, they don't like me, we have personality conflict, sometimes it's a real, real good motivator. We reach outside of ourselves, outside of the realm of people who know us, to someone like John or me, to get some observations, to get something that's accurate. So remember, when you want to break a pattern, find somebody to give you some wisdom, some input from your energy, and from getting to know you a little bit before. Some people sometimes love us too much to tell us that there's anything out of whack, or maybe they don't love us enough. I'll have to figure that one out. Listen, if you go to www.starfuentes.com, go to the radio show page and enter the word expo. You will get a free e-gift. So do that, and John, can you tell me your website and the name of your new book?
My website is karmichealer.com, KarmichHealer.com, and my book is Enter the Era of Empowerment, Self-Sovereignty in a Complex World, and it's available on GatherInsight.com.
And if you forget, people, it's my publisher, too. It's all over my website. So, John.
Hey, Star.
Okay.
I have a question for John.
Go ahead.
Hey, John. My name's Mark, and I was wondering if you could contact my main guide and just tell me whatever it is I need to know for my highest good.
I'll ask. One moment. You're the only person who can solve your biggest problem.
I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was intense. I just felt that energy going all up and down and around me while you were reading him. That was pretty cool. I like it, John. You do it a little bit differently than I do it, but you definitely do it well. What else do we have a few minutes left. What else do we need to know about life? What else do we need to know about light? John, give us some wisdom.
There are many, many levels of consciousness that we can develop depending upon how we develop and open our chakras. And each of them is valid and important and necessary. And they tend to function in most people independently of each other, meaning we're either in one chakra or another. We kind of bounce from chakra to chakra throughout the day, subconsciously and reactively. So we might be in our root chakra if somebody scares us, and we might be in our heart chakra if we're playing with puppies. And yet we can take that process of the movement of our point of consciousness and make it conscious. We can choose to kind of tack our point of consciousness in a particular chakra intentionally and kind of remain in our heart or remain in our seventh chakra on a continuous basis. And so doing, we literally interpret our experience of life from moment to moment in a completely different manner, and thus we are empowered through that interpretation to make a completely different set of decisions about our lives, which then creates a completely different future, a completely different set of relationship dynamics, and potentially a lot more happiness, rather than letting the mechanism operate kind of on automatic.
I think that's real important. I also believe that having that meditation, having that prayer, having those moments of silence. Imagine all the questions you've asked in your head. Oh, why is this happening to me, not this? And imagine all the answers stacked back for years, because you've never slowed down for your spirit guides. You never slowed down to listen to the answers. So every day we go to sleep. We spend some time in bed. We eat. What do we do for spirit? What is the vitamins and minerals, the gas and oil that we give spirit? It is our silence. It is our meditation.
Hey, Star.
Go ahead.
I go one last caller if you got just a few minutes if you want to take
we
it.
We do. Put them on.
Cinnamon, you're on with Star and with John.
Hi, folks.
Hey, Cinnamon. How are you, sweetie?
I'm still in my rut. So I figured I'd ask the experts.
Well, John, this is Cinnamon. She's a student of mine. She's from New York City. What would you like to ask John, Cinnamon?
John, I'm in a rut. I just can't seem to get my focus, and I just can't seem to move ahead.
Understood. I assume it's okay to be reading your energy?
Of course.
Okay. I'm finding a lot of well, you might call it, it's not negative energy, it's just not happy energy that flows up for, at the level of your root chakra, a lot of thought forms that are not joy-based. So there's some feeling of depression, some feeling of fear, some assumption of your own disempowerment. You have past life patterns of having been imprisoned for quite a long time, and that appears to have created a situation that hasn't been resolved yet, so that reverberates into this lifetime, feeling that you don't have the power to change your current life situation.
Okay, and I would agree with that. You've been in prison for your spiritual or religious beliefs. So sometimes that's why you embrace it and then back off from it. Like John says, I'm not finding much negativity in you, but I'm finding a lot of inappropriateness for somebody of your vibration, somebody of your level, somebody of your caliber. The energies that dwell within are inappropriate for you. So you're 4 years behind. You know, and clearing the stuff, your vibration, your wisdom, your knowledge is right here now, but you're behind. Any comments, Cinnamon?
Oh, what can I do to change it?
Wow.
You want to let it go?
I don't know how.
That's a good start. Letting go is something that happens. Neither one of us can give you the map to let go, but you're going to have to look at letting go, feel letting go, hear letting go 100 different ways, and one of them will open up the floodgates, will banish everything. You have to do that research. You have to do that exercise. But that, in two words, letting go, is exactly what you need to do, be, do, my favorite song. Thank you for calling, Cinnamon. Well, you know, John, Cinnamon to me is a very interesting character, and she's got a lot of personality, a lot of character, and a very strong psychic, very strong spiritual woman. And she's worked so hard on getting rid of all the negativity, but like many other persons, that neutral space between negativity and positivity becomes overwhelming. Have you had that experience with people before?
I have. In those cases, kind of reducing all of the, subtracting all of the limiting perspectives that they have acquired tends to kind of tip the balance to the point where they are more positive in their perspective and emotional process more consistently.
And I find these are people who say something. Okay, do we have another caller?
No, we're just getting ready to wrap up the show. I want to say goodnight to both of you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.